Education and Training Quality Authority, Kingdom of Bahrain National Examinations. Grade 9, English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 9 Listening Test 2025. Part 1. Questions 1 to 5. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, there is a question and 3 pictures, A, B, and C. Choose the correct letter. Before we start, here is an example. Which activity will the dolphins do in the show?
Hello, can you tell me what kinds of things the dolphins do in the show? Do they just swim around?
Well, actually, you will see them dancing with each other. Last year, we trained them to play with a ball, like a football game, but people who were standing too close used to get wet.
Right. Will the dolphins jump through hoops?
No, madam. I'm afraid they won't.
The dolphins will dance in the show, so there is a circle around the letter B. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. How did the man reserve his room?
Good evening, sir. How can I help you?
I'd like to check in, please.
Do you have a reservation?
Yes, I made a reservation online for 3 people last week. Here's my reservation number.
Okay, let me check. Yes, Mr. Mohammed Yusuf, a family room for 6 nights. That would be room 41 on the 4th floor. Here is your key and a welcome letter. If you need anything, you can call me on 421.
Thank you very much.
Now listen again.
Good evening, sir. How can I help you?
I'd like to check in, please.
Do you have a reservation?
Yes, I made a reservation online for 3 people last week. Here's my reservation number.
Okay, let me check. Yes, Mr. Mohammed Yusuf, a family room for 6 nights. That would be room 41 on the 4th floor. Here is your key and a welcome letter. If you need anything, you can call me on 421.
Thank you very much.
Question 2. What did the woman order for lunch?
Are you ready to order, madam?
Yes, please. I'd like to have green salad for a starter.
Sorry, madam. There are no salads left. You can try any of our soups instead.
Okay, then. I'll have the Mexican chicken soup and a steak. Well done, please.
Would you like to have French fries with it?
No, no fries. But I'd rather have it with grilled vegetables and a glass of Coke.
Now listen again.
Are you ready to order, madam?
Yes, please. I'd like to have green salad for a starter.
Sorry, madam. There are no salads left. You can try any of our soups instead.
Okay, then. I'll have the Mexican chicken soup and a steak. Well done, please.
Would you like to have French fries with it?
No, no fries. But I'd rather have it with grilled vegetables and a glass of Coke.
Question 3. What is Alex doing now?
Hi, Auntie. It's Mike. I'm waiting for Alex outside the house, but he hasn't come down yet, and I can't reach him on his mobile. Do you know where he is?
Oh, yes. He came home a bit late last night. He said he had a great time with you in the city, so he hasn't woken up yet.
But we have big plans for today. We should be going on a special fishing trip at 9 o'clock. Can you let him know I'm waiting?
Sure, I'll do that.
Now listen again.
Hi, Auntie. It's Mike. I'm waiting for Alex outside the house, but he hasn't come down yet, and I can't reach him on his mobile. Do you know where he is?
Oh, yes. He came home a bit late last night. He said he had a great time with you in the city, so he hasn't woken up yet.
But we have big plans for today. We should be going on a special fishing trip at 9 o'clock. Can you let him know I'm waiting?
Sure, I'll do that.
Question 4. What did the woman have in her purse?
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
Hello. I've lost my handbag. Can you please check if anyone has handed it in?
Of course, madam. Can you describe it and what's inside it?
It is a black leather bag which contains my passport and credit card. The last time I had my bag was when I checked in and reception kept my ID card. Oh, and there are 10 dinars in there too.
Sorry, madam. I don't see any bags here. Maybe it's at the lost property office.
Now listen again.
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
Hello. I've lost my handbag. Can you please check if anyone has handed it in?
Of course, madam. Can you describe it and what's inside it?
It is a black leather bag which contains my passport and credit card. The last time I had my bag was when I checked in and reception kept my ID card. Oh, and there are 10 dinars in there too.
Sorry, madam. I don't see any bags here. Maybe it's at the Lost Property Office.
Question 5. How will the woman get to the airport?
I need to get to the airport. My flight leaves in 3 hours, so what's the quickest way to get there?
We have a free airport bus service.
Will I be there on time?
Let me see. The next bus leaves in 2 hours. Shall I check the time of the next train to the airport?
I think I shall take a taxi. Could you please order me one?
Certainly.
Now listen again.
I need to get to the airport. My flight leaves in 3 hours, so what's the quickest way to get there?
We have a free airport bus service.
Will I be there on time?
Let me see. The next bus leaves in 2 hours. Shall I check the time of the next train to the airport?
I think I shall take a taxi. Could you please order me one?
Certainly.
Now turn to part 2. Part 2. Questions 6 to 10. You will hear an explorer talking to some high school students about the importance of following your dream. Choose the correct letter, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to share my experience with you on how I had a dream and then made it happen. My name is Ilham. I was born in the UAE, but I grew up in the USA and am now living in the UK. In 2010, I became the first Arab woman to ski cross-country to reach the North Pole.
The explorer grew up in the USA. So there is a circle around the letter B. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 6 to 10. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to share my experience with you on how I had a dream and then made it happen. My name is Ilham. I was born in the UAE, but I grew up in the USA and am now living in the UK. In 2010, I became the first Arab woman to ski cross-country to reach the North Pole. I needed to be very fit. I spent many hours building up my strength to practice pulling heavy equipment and supplies. Surprisingly, many people were interested in watching my training routine. The boring hours in the gym were lonely. However, part of my training involved pulling tyres in public parks. This got me a lot of attention. Indeed, it was much more than when I jumped into an ice hole in a frozen lake with only my trainer for company. We set off on skis from an ice platform at a Russian base. It was a challenging distance. The plan was to ski 100 miles. However, I nearly gave up after skiing 40 miles. In the end, I skied 80 miles, pulling 41 kilograms of supplies. There were two guides and three other assistants, but I carried all my own food and equipment. Even though I was fully prepared, the extreme cold and rough conditions of the Arctic caused me a lot of pain. Every part of my body felt the stress. My bones hurt from the continuous skiing. 8 hours a day with hardly any breaks. Can you believe my feet felt like pieces of ice? I was too cold to feel my fingers, and I didn't want to take my gloves off in order to eat and drink, but if I didn't eat, I would have fainted. I had to learn very quickly. I also learned an important lesson. Never to wake up your sleeping guide. One night, after he helped me to put up my tent in freezing conditions, I woke to a loud noise outside. I was so frightened, I thought it was a polar bear. So I woke up my guide and asked him about the noise. It was a flag blowing in the wind. He was not happy. Arriving at last at the North Pole was brilliant. I was so happy to take my skis off one last time and stick them into the snow. I proudly threw down some sand, which I had brought from my home country. Most of all, I had done what I had planned to do, discovered my strengths, and found peace. So, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is impossible. Your success depends.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to share my experience with you on how I had a dream and then made it happen. My name is Ilham. I was born in the UAE, but I grew up in the USA and am now living in the UK. In 2010, I became the first Arab woman to ski cross-country to reach the North Pole. I needed to be very fit. I spent many hours building up my strength to practice pulling heavy equipment and supplies. Surprisingly, many people were interested in watching my training routine. The boring hours in the gym were lonely. However, part of my training involved pulling tyres in public parks. This got me a lot of attention. Indeed, it was much more than when I jumped into an ice hole in a frozen lake with only my trainer for company. We set off on skis from an ice platform at a Russian base. It was a challenging distance. The plan was to ski 100 miles. However, I nearly gave up after skiing 40 miles. In the end, I skied 80 miles, pulling 41 kilograms of supplies. There were two guides and three other assistants, but I carried all my own food and equipment. Even though I was fully prepared, the extreme cold and rough conditions of the Arctic caused me a lot of pain. Every part of my body felt the stress. My bones hurt from the continuous skiing. 8 hours a day with hardly any breaks. Can you believe my feet felt like pieces of ice? I was too cold to feel my fingers, and I didn't want to take my gloves off in order to eat and drink, but if I didn't eat, I would have fainted. I had to learn very quickly. I also learned an important lesson. Never to wake up your sleeping guide. One night, after he helped me to put up my tent in freezing conditions, I woke to a loud noise outside. I was so frightened, I thought it was a polar bear. So I woke up my guide and asked him about the noise. It was a flag blowing in the wind. He was not happy. Arriving at last at the North Pole was brilliant. I was so happy to take my skis off one last time and stick them into the snow. I proudly threw down some sand, which I had brought from my home country. Most of all, I had done what I had planned to do, discovered my strengths and found peace. So, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is impossible. Your success depends.
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.